Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. Brothers and sisters, it is a blessing to be able to speak with you once again on the Elevated Places Network. Tonight's program, Ask Minister Ava, with myself, your host, Sister Ava Muhammad, and my illustrious co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. We are here with you. We thank Allah for the beautiful night of power last evening, and this incredible month. And we have been blessed all throughout the month of Ramadan for something, I would say, Brother Terrence, developed organically, but began with our tradition of having the national imam, minister, brother, student minister, Sultan Rahman Muhammad come on to talk to us about Ramadan. And he was not available the first week, and Brother Terrence reached out to another student minister who's very knowledgeable on the subject of Ramadan, Brother Dimitrik Muhammad. So he started off this month, and then it was followed by the imam, and then last week the fiery student minister of Baltimore's Mosque number 6, Brother Carlos Muhammad. And tonight we are honored to close out this month of Ramadan on Elevated Places. We have two very special, beautiful guests out of Muhammad Mosque number 45, and we'll talk about that momentarily. But in the interim, make sure that you get your Final Call newspaper. Steer today, famine tomorrow is the headline. As the Ukraine conflict is beginning to impact the world more and more, and we're all experiencing, if nothing else, you have to be experiencing the inflation. You have to be. And I think we all get sticker shock everywhere we go, from gas to food to supplies to everything imaginable has doubled and tripled. And so everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan have declared would come to pass is coming to pass, and it's at a rapid pace. So let us continue to keep the faith. And with that, I'm going to turn the rostrum over to Brother Terrence Muhammad to take us further into tonight's program. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam and Ramadan Kareem. We know we're here again on this last actual Thursday for the month of Ramadan. So like you said, we have been blessed with monumental, wonderful speakers, Brother Dimitri, Imam Sultan, Student Minister Carlos, and we have guests tonight to close us out during the month of Ramadan. So it has been actual Ramadan month for Elevated Places, which has been wonderful. And during this time of Ramadan, we was blessed to not only hear but once, but twice the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, one time on the Ramadan prayer line and then the Quranic reading line with the young people. So we was blessed in this month of Ramadan, and hopefully, God willing, we have become and have drawn closer to our Lord and better yet, closer to one another because we share or we express our love for God by how we express our love for one another. So this has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Ramadan, and we're looking for our Eid prayers as we will have our Eid feast coming up on the joyous time with the believers. So, you know, we're here. We're winding down. And these last wonderful days, our 27th day today of Ramadan. And as you said, we celebrate it. And I know one of the masjids locally is having their night of power, but we celebrated our night of power last night. And it's just so beautiful to see sites from our national center. And I saw some pictures today with the believers in MUI Gymnasium breaking fast, all of the believers there breaking fast. It was just so amazing and beautiful. And then to see us down in the Masala making prayer, you know, for the night of power. And it was just a beautiful spirited time with the believers. And hopefully we can carry that spirit, that dietary law, that seeking refuge in Allah and reading our Quran, that we can take it throughout the rest of the year. So I hope this has been a rejuvenation and a reviving of our spirit and our faith. As you said, Dr. Ava, we're watching in the news the things that are going on more as relate to Ukraine. President Biden has asked for another $33 billion to go and to support the efforts help Ukraine. But as I see the $33 billion, I saw a picture of this little girl from 2014, and she held up a sign that says Flint doesn't have any clean drinking water. And now, 8 years later, you see her. She's grown up. She's she's older, and she's still holding the sign, Flint still doesn't have any clean drinking water. And I think about $33 billion for Ukraine, but not $33 billion for infrastructure in Flint, Michigan, to help us with decent and clean water. Yeah, so it's very interesting as we're able to find these resources, these dollars, these monies for massive amount of wars, but, you know, and we can't find money for us. And as we, you know, people was talking about this conversation of why black people shouldn't be concerned about Elon Musk buying Twitter. What does that matter? Because that does not go into our pockets. There's not money coming to our account. Elon Musk has enough money. They have enough money to take care of hunger, complete hunger, worldwide hunger. That's how much money is there. So when we talk about, you know, in our study guide, some that you can should join, go to study.noi.org or just go to noi.org. But we always had a study group, Self-Improvement is the Basis for Community Development, on Friday nights at 7:30. But part of that is desire feeds the will. So people talk about, do they have the will to want to change the conditions of the masses of people? They don't even desire to change because they're so in tune with building more and more in that greed of more and more, more and more wealth. When you just have the money that you want to build a ship just to go float out in space and come back to the earth. But you're not concerned about taking all that money to help in education, to help with hunger, to help with housing. So there's a lot to that as we're watching this war and getting prepared for what is to come, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us, as we have laid out, go back to Savior's Day 2020, the unraveling of a great nation, then the criterion July 4, 2020, and this past Savior's Day, February 17th, or 27th, the Swan Song, three major address for what is coming and what is down the pipeline from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And you can keep in tune with all that's going on at NOI.org. Hear out the Sunday lecture at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and come back on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. And also, we want to make sure you continue to visit MinisterAva.com and learn about possibly coming up, where you can go hear the replay of the masterclass if you didn't check it out. But there's so many more e-books and physical hard books that you need to get. I know there are some people that have been going back and getting some of the classics, Dr. Ava, and studying them. Of course, The Force and Power of Being is one of those books that folks can go back and look at. And I was looking at a book, A New Way of Life, and that's what we need is a new way of life. Or The Ministry of Farrakhan Muhammad and the Freedom of the Woman in the 21st Century, A New Unit of Measurement. These are some of the classics. Or even Queen of the Planet Earth, The Rebirth and Rise of the Original Woman. Or Weapons of Self-Destruction. Man, you got some classics, Dr. Ava. Elevated, that elevated places. Man, I'm just looking through my book collection of all of the things, but they may not even know anything about these books. That's why they need to go to MinisterAva.com, and there's so many other new ones, classics, throwback, Real Love, not Mary J. Blige, but Real Love. And just make sure you go check that out and get the latest. But, you know, we're here, Dr. Ava, tonight, and we're going to hear some more good teaching on this great holy month of Ramadan. And don't forget, the minister's back on Twitter, everybody. So continue to follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Twitter. He is back on Twitter and sending out more beautiful messages on Twitter. And I know we're going to have some more conversation about things, and hopefully Sister Pam, let me bring it up, some of the issues that are going on, more cases in the news, different things going on in D.C., Dr. Ava. It's almost, you know, we have not forgotten about Project Separation. We have to separate because we will not stop hearing and seeing the more killings or the different abuse that is going on with our people. And I saw some craziness about some white folks doing something with Juneteenth, and I ain't even going to even bother bringing that up all the way. But it's a lot out there, and, you know, we need to get ready for what the minister says, get prepared, and start to continue to make our way to separate from our enemy. But turn it back to you, Dr. Ava.
Oh, thank you so much, beloved. And to your point on separation, as you know, Elevated Places Network also sponsors on the fourth Tuesday of each month a Zoom meeting, which is moderated by Sister Donna Muhammad and Brother Cartier Muhammad, where we showcase and feature, and that's why it's on Zoom, because it requires visual transmission, because we show the viewers all of the land that is being acquired by black people, registered Muslims in the nation, and those beyond our registered circle who are part of the 40 to 60 million members of the Lost Found Nation of Islam in the West, everything from dairy farms to produce to housing communities being developed. And, of course, back in 2007, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan instructed this nation to move in and take Detroit, Michigan. And Brother Kamal Muhammad, the former National Secretary, who is spearheading that program and has been working in Detroit ever since with a team of amazing people, many of whom are registered in the nation, from realtors to mortgage lenders, everything, developers, contractors, everybody you can think of. And several hundred homes have been purchased, followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And many are buying homes to invest in. One thing that was discussed when we showcased the Detroit Mecca Project last Tuesday is the fact that you don't have to live in Detroit, but Detroit is the new Mecca, and so would be prudent to invest. And they actually showed last week homes that are for sale. They're higher in cost than they were when the minister gave us the instructions, but we're trying now to make sure we carry that out. And they are still way less expensive than any market you'll find elsewhere, particularly those that might need a little work. And we have all the people there in the city that can do that as well. And then you just mentioned, Brother Terrence, was something I was going to bring up when you mentioned Elon Musk and his billions of dollars buying Twitter. And one of the key points about that purchase that has Satan's world in an uproar, because as we know, we're in the time when Satan's house is divided. And Elon Musk calls himself a libertarian, but he does not believe in censorship. And so this was one of his primary, we don't know everything up under that, but we know that's part of Allah's will, that we be able to speak
right.
the truth. And
right.
Someone
that's
sent
right.
me a screenshot from Twitter the other night where ivermectin, the amazing medication that is a treatment for COVID, that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam have approved and endorsed, and has worked what the Christians call a miracle in so many cases, and has actually ended the pandemic in several countries. But the FDA here will not approve it for COVID. But ivermectin was actually trending on Twitter the other day. So this is Allah's will. Yes, Allah's
That's
will.
Right.
But anyway,
all
with
day.
That, we've got some fabulous, yes, sir, we got some fabulous guests on tonight who are perfect to close out Ramadan. And before we open the lines and bring them on to the listeners, we want to hear from our dear sister who you mentioned earlier, who hosts a program on Elevated Places Network entitled A Time for Justice. And that is a phenomenal program that she hosts on every Tuesday night. And yet she takes time to still come on Thursdays and provide us with guidance and information and what is going on in the legal world, and how, as we have been taught, they make mischief by means of the law. But she brings such enlightenment to all of us, and I'm very pleased that she's joining us once again. Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, Sister Pamela.
Wa alaikum salam and Ramadan Kareem. And all praises are due to Allah. Thank you very much, Sister Dr. Ava, for having me on the program once again. And Brother Terrence, assalamu alaikum to you as well.
Walaikum.
Yes, sir. And you know what, as you're saying about the killings and the patterns of racial discrimination that is really at the core of our need to separate. It's the only solution. And on our show this past Tuesday, we actually did a show on whether or not the violent and unsafe conditions at a Mississippi prison by the name of Parchman violate the Constitution. And it was a really good show because there has been a finding by the Justice Department that these constitutional violations due to the horrific conditions are real. And so we had some local people talking about the conditions at Parchman Farm. And I wanted to talk tonight briefly about another finding of racial discrimination and racist policing in the city of Minneapolis. As we all know, the Minneapolis Police Department has been under scrutiny, as we were shown the horrific killing and murder of our brother Derek Floyd by, George Floyd by Derek Chauvin. And so there was a report issued by the Department of Human Rights for the state of Minneapolis or for the state of Minnesota. And they looked into the city of Minneapolis and the Minneapolis Police Department. And, of course, they found rampant racism and patterns of racism. Initially, they look at the findings of excessive and violent force. They talk about how deadly force using since 2010. They talk about how the 14 individuals killed by the Minneapolis Police Department, that 13 of the 14 were black people, as well as people of color, indigenous people. And as we can guess, 42% of the Minneapolis population is black. And so, but that means 93% of all Minnesota officer-involved deaths between January 2010 and February 2022 were black people. And so then they go on to talk about the traffic stops, which we know that, again, they talk about the – I'm sorry, let me correct that, because they talk about how 42% of the population and I'm looking at this, but 93% of all the officer-involved deaths were black. Let me go on to the initiated stops, because on this one I'm seeing that 19% of the Minneapolis population is black, but 54% of the officer-initiated stops involve blacks, versus where you had 63% of whites in Minneapolis, but only 33% of the MPD-initiated stops involved white people. And it's very interesting because they talk about the likelihood of the traffic stops. Are they really stopping people because they're black? But they found out that the police find that they're 12% more likely to stop a vehicle occupied by blacks when the race is visible. And so that was very interesting because they compared when they're seeing people in the dark or when they're seeing them in the light. And when they're seeing them in the light, they can have a noticeable increase of 12% more likely to stop a vehicle occupied by blacks. And they say that the weapons and drugs are found actually at lower rates in vehicles with people of color compared to whites. Now, this is something they weren't quite able to look at Minneapolis's data, but they were able to look at similar jurisdictions that have found that weapons and drugs are found at lower rates in vehicles with people of color compared to whites. They find that the officer's suspicion of criminal wrongdoing are less likely to be accurate when interacting with blacks. And officers are more likely to search blacks without any suspicion. And I think, you know, in closing, I wanted to bring up this issue about the excessive citations of blacks with specific offenses. And they talk about how the issuance of disorderly conduct tickets is just really huge. They say 66% of all disorderly conduct cases issued by the Minneapolis Police Department were given to blacks. And as we know as lawyers, a lot of times those are the type of cases, they're very, very subjective. We're talking about these resisting arrest, low-level cases. We're talking about black people are, individually and properly and excessively cited for these types of offenses. And, again, disorderly conduct is a misdemeanor offense, and sometimes it can be something like anger or, you know, you disturb others or you're boisterous. And so it's real subjective, and it usually would happen after you stopped my vehicle. And so, you know, again, the ACLU has found that in Newark, New Jersey, blacks are 9.6 times more likely to be arrested than whites for these low-level type of offenses. Same thing, and I think it's South Carolina, because I just want to show it's not just happening in Minneapolis. In South Carolina, they found that 18% of the Greenville County residents were black, but they accounted for 34% of the disorderly conducts. And I just want to end by saying this, Sister Ava, I'm sorry if I went too long, but I wanted to just bring out this one point about these types of vagrancy types of cases like disorderly conduct and loafing and loitering. And we know that those go really back to our black codes. And so I think what we're seeing in Minneapolis is the black codes that really are still being enforced on our people, because the report talks about how these types of cases were ways to control, and they're the criminalization of black people going back up until the 30s, these vagrancy laws like disorderly conduct. They say that in Chicago, 40 to 66% of all Chicago arrests each year were for these types of cases like disorderly conduct and vagrancy laws. So, you know, again, used against our people as they came out of the South. This is something they cite Isabel Wilkerson in her book about coming from the South, the Great Migration. So, you know, this is the same thing. Nothing has changed. And I think to use these instances to support our need for separation and to get a real clear look at, you know, how racism and it's not changed. This is, and yeah, we're paying our taxpayer dollars for it. So, yes, ma'am, I just wanted to say that. And I'm going to look at that stat to see if I can get it correct and maybe come back on later on to correct that one stat about Minnesota.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And no, ma'am, you did not take too long. We never can be sufficiently knowledgeable of what continues to go on while our attention is manipulated from one thing to another by the enemy. They continue to kill us because, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stresses to us, the ultimate agenda is depopulation. It's not one thing. It's a multitude of different ways in which we are being reduced in our population. So we appreciate that very much. And so
yes,
at this time,
all praise to
you. And yes, ma'am. And we're right on time, right on schedule. We're blessed, again, as noted at the beginning of the program, that what developed organically this month was we've been blessed each and every Thursday throughout the month of Ramadan to have Muslims, believers, our brothers and sisters on, who are able to offer us deeper insight. And as a result of that insight, a greater appreciation and love for the blessed month of Ramadan that really Allah gave us as a gift. And so tonight we have two special guests, and I'm going to have the honor of introducing one and Brother Terrence the other, and we will open both their lines. I will say that both of our guests are out of the Great Mosque number 45 in Houston, Texas, the Southwest Regional Mosque, under the leadership of our beloved brother, who we have frequently on Elevated Places, student minister Abdul Halim Muhammad. And in fact, he was one of our panelists last week, because as an urban planner, he's been deeply involved in the Detroit Mecca Project. And you have some illustrious lawyers there, such as Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And another illustrious lawyer there is one of our guests tonight. And we are so happy that she is joining us. And I'm talking about Sister Sadia Kareem, who not only is an attorney, an activist, she's a wife, she's a mother. She's an incredible speaker, but she is also a student minister. And we are really blessed to have her and welcome her to Elevated Places. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sadia, and Ramadan Mubarak.
Well, alaikum salam and Ramadan Kareem, Sister. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a privilege. And, you know, when you introduced me, can you hear me? I want to make sure I'm off.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. And so when you introduced me, you know, I thank Allah, I thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I also thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for this opportunity. And as the Brother Terrence was going through all your books, and me being a brand new baby attorney, just know that I nursed on your books. You know, I actually envisioned, yes, ma'am.
Right.
And I said, that's the example that I wanted to follow in every aspect. So praise be to Allah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. And you're joined by another illustrious member of the ministry at number 45. And I'm going to turn the mic over to Brother Terrence to bring him on so that we can get started on this discussion of every day of Ramadan 2022, the 99 attributes of Allah, 30 days. I love that title. But Brother Terrence, please do the honor.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, and you know, I thank our sister for coming on, and I gotta shout out, just shout her out and her whole family. My homie, well, not homie, but my brother Kasala, the bike rider in the student secretary post. He always making it happen. But what I really want to shout out is I know that when Christmas time comes, people light up their house with Christmas trees and ornaments and all these different kinds of things. But I remember seeing a picture on social media when it came Savior's Day. You would have thought it was Christmas all over again at their house. So I just thank the sister for y'all just showing out in y'all neighborhood with Savior's Day all in y'all front yard. It was just a beautiful thing.
I love it.
Yeah, it was just like they just showed out. It's like, well, y'all going to put y'all Santa Claus? We're going to put Savior's Day always crossed our yard. Just big,
right.
Just joyous. I said, okay, that's how they doing the folk five. Okay, all right. But our next guest coming out is another one of my good brothers, Brother Eric. He's he's the student assistant minister 45 with Brother Student Minister Dr. Haleem Muhammad. But not only that, he's your brother's brother. Good friend, very humble. But, you know, I used to always watch him on Fridays, you know, when they used to allow him to come on and do Juma. But he's very, very knowledgeable in the Arabic language. He teaches Islam so fluently and so easily. But he's just a good brother. And I'm just grateful for both of them are on because you can learn so much. So it's like we got a squad. I mean, we got a squad. If you want to be on the East Coast, you already got Brother Carlos over here. If you want to go in the Midwest, quote unquote Midwest, you got Imam, you know, Sultan. But if you're on the Southwest, you got Student Minister Eric. So there's no area that can't be covered with our Islamic scholars that know Islam. And I say that because I know, I think it was when the Imam was with us, but I knew some folks were out in Houston, and they said, yeah, one of your brothers was there. You know, some of the other Muslims that I know that are real Muslim scholars. And they was like, oh, yeah, that brother is deep. You know, I got verification from the other side. I already know he was all that, but, you know, other folks want to tell me about my boy. They already know that he's all that. But, you know, he has a good reputation in the Islamic community as well as our community. So I'm just happy that both of them are on because, you know, you got a attorney minister and a scholar. Man, we going to go in tonight, Dr. Dave. I'm ready to get it in.
I know that's right.
Oh, welcome to the show, Brother Eric.
Yeah, I was just
Brother Eric.
Womp, womp. Okay, you forgot to
bring
the show.
I love
that's how excited we are, Brother Eric.
Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
Praise be to Allah. And thank you for having me on tonight. I, too, concur with my beloved sister for allowing us to come on. You know, one of the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when you fail to thank people, you fail to thank Allah. And so it's very important that we give our thank yous. Because that is a way of praising Allah.
because we're recognizing the gift and the honor to be on the call this afternoon. And so then we coming up, we made it to Elevated Places, man.
This is a prayer.
You know, this is awesome because this was our, you know, Dr. Ava, Brother Terrence, again, this was one of our intentions. Because in when we first got started with it, I asked Sadir the other day, I said, how did we even come up with 99 and 30, right? The 99 attributes and 30. And it was just something that has been just brewing, you know, and this is the result of just good intentions and just wanting to do good by the believers and by our people as well. And this is just a manifestation of that work. So thank you all for having us.
Oh, this is a blessing for us and for our listeners, and I just can't think of a better way to close out this blessed month than with the two of you. And so, actually, we're going to turn the microphone over to the two of you, and Brother Eric, I too was very intrigued with the title and look forward to you all breaking this down for us. So the floor is yours.
Thank you all. So Sister D, I one thing about, you know, I love the vibe and the energy of the Elevated Places, just hearing you all converse, because I text Sister D quite often and just laying out to her. I say, let's look at this. Let's do this. Let's create this. Let's have this particular vibe within the show. And so, again, it's an honor. So when we came up with the 99, it was really based in a tweet by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and a hadith, the sayings of the prophet. The minister stated, he tweeted out, when you have an attribute of God, you should strive for degrees of excellence in that attribute. And our beloved prophet, peace be upon him, reported to have said, cultivate within yourselves the attributes of God, of Allah God, right? So at the essence of that, we wanted to find a way that we can present that to an audience, to the believers in particular, and to Muslims worldwide, because oftentimes we have this discussion about, you know, God and his reality, but it's somewhat a disconnect from ourselves. And, you know, as we're taught, that the knowledge, as Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that the knowledge of God is akin to the knowledge of self. So our goal in this essence was to bring those two together. So the more we're learning about Allah's names, we're also learning about ourselves. Is it in?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that Allah has 99 names, and whoever memorizes them, embraces these qualities, will enter heaven. And so, you know, I think I want heaven at once, and I want to be near Allah. And so as I'm going on this journey for these 30 days, I'm realizing that I'm getting to know him more and more intimately as I'm understanding the different names and how it relates practically in my life. It just only strengthens and fortifies my faith. And then as I'm listening to others expound on the names and the attributes of Allah from their perspective and how they perceive these names and just seeing them differently, I'm learning so much. And, you know, of course, you can't bypass the Arabic language, our father's language. And so just having the desire and to be inspired to want to learn that language and learn it fluently so that we can get all of the different meanings of the words that are in the Holy Quran. So praise be to Allah for that.
Yeah, you know, and tied with that, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ava, connected with that, you know, I've been studying grammar, Arabic grammar and language now for 20 years. But, you know, I came into mosque in 95, so I am a self-improvement baby, right? I nursed on the self-improvement study guides. So in my translations, I'm always thinking about the study guides. And what I realized, Dr. Avon, Brother Terrence, and Sister Dale, you do not have to make stuff fit. Master Father Muhammad, the teacher of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he spoke 16 languages and wrote 10. surely he can give us a teaching, you know, in English that at his highest level, where the Honorable Minister Farrakhan said to us that he's talking to the Arabs, that my English is more precise than your Arabic. You know, so what I encourage the learning of the Arabic, of course. But one day I was sitting in study group, and we were just talking the teachings, and I said, if they only knew that they were speaking English, but they were really talking the Arabic language. That's how profound the language of the study guides are, right? At its highest peak, at its highest level. So I want to thank you for your work, Dr. Ava, in helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan around this particular work. Because I've translated now over hundreds of verses in the Quran, and I tell you, at the basis of it, I'm finding the language of the study guides, you know? And so this is bringing us, so we're studying the attributes, right, these 99 names. They are truly bringing us, as we open up every Friday at the end part of the instructions, it says each study guide is designed on the guidance of Allah to produce self-examination, self-analysis, and self-correction. So when we're studying those attributes, those attributes are independent. They are the basis of a world. When Allah says to us in the Quran, Rabbil Alameen, that only simply translates as nourisher, sustainer, evolver, unto perfection of all the systems of knowledge, because the word alim is used, which just means knowledge. But what are systems of knowledge? Social systems, political systems, economic systems, educational systems, legal systems. Allah says that he is the Lord, the nourisher of that. And at the basis of all of these systems should be him and what we are producing. So we wanted to find a way of the different speakers. How can we bring these different speakers on that have certain expertise that was attached to an attribute that we may have saw in them or they may have seen in themselves, you know? And they begin to come on, you know, it was funny, Dr. Ava, but then they were struggling with the Arabic words, but they wasn't struggling with their explanation. Because they are living the attributes, they just didn't know the name of it, or didn't have an association with the name of it, you know. So that was another piece that we wanted to bring out in that as well.
And you know, something else that occurred is that we had a lot of youth, a lot of our youth who stepped up to the task, and to hear them expound on these attributes. You know, we heard the minister when he was on that Ramadan prayer line, and we heard the tears of joy. And then we heard on the Ramadan prayer line this last Sunday, we heard the youth took over it. But then when you watch, you know, Sister Camila and Sister Amira, you know, and the brothers, we know that our nation is secure and that they are grasping this knowledge and this information. So for me as a mother, you know, to watch these babies, I have so much gladness that they're able to grasp these concepts of the attributes of Allah, not just being able to talk about them, but to tell us how to apply them effectively in our life so that we may have paradise and have heaven on earth. So praise be to Allah for that.
Yeah, that's right, because we know that heaven and hell is two conditions of life.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
So when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that when you have an attribute of God, you should strive for degrees of excellence in that attribute, you know, and one of the words for attributes in the Quran is akhlaq, which not akhlaq, but akhlaq, which means character. It means character. So our beloved prophet said you should create within yourselves the manners or character of Allah. See? So we're not confused, because, you know, we're living in a society, Dr. Avon, I want you to chime in on this one, you know, if you can, but we're living in a society where there's terms called non-binary, you know, And one thing that we're missing within this framework that I was telling Sister Sadia about, I know we're talking about Allah in terms of his attributes, but his attributes are also in feminine form as well. Where
that's
the minister
right.
said
yes.
that you are not goddesses, you are gods too. When you look up at Allah's creation,
right.
Al-Shams is the sun, is written masculine, but in his nature is feminine. Al-Qamar,
yes.
the moon, is feminine. Al-Najm is feminine. Al-Arz,
that's
the
right.
earth. Najm is sun, I mean star, is feminine. Al-Arz, the earth, is feminine. Samawati, the sky, is feminine. So that's another thing that I said. I knew something was missing, because Sister Sadia would tell you when something is missing, I'm always like, man, something is missing. And that was the missing piece. Also, even though we had sisters on the show, you know, quite a few sisters on the show, however, we should also talk about the feminine expression of Allah, right? That
yeah.
that we're not confused
right.
about, you know, when the Quran says that you know, the male and the female, right? That when the Quran is clear on these distinctions between the male and the female, but at the same time, you know, when we're looking at equality. So sometimes when I open up the mosque meetings, I always say, you know, when you come into the seating arrangements, and in the seating arrangements, you got the brothers on one side and the sisters on the other. You know, I say the believing men and the believing women, the charitable men and the charitable women, because what it does, it's producing an equality. So when you look in the very nature of Allah, you have that equality. You have the masculine expression, but you also have the feminine expression as well. And I think that is very important to highlight, especially in the time that we're in with the various terms that are being thrown around out there.
Praise be to Allah. And it's interesting because we're in Study Guide 19. We're coming to the end of 19A right now. The knowledge of God is 19, of course, and who is God is part A, because that was a lecture delivered by Minister Farrakhan at Christ Universal Church in 1997, and he went into great depth on the importance of understanding the female and the feminine side, as you just laid out so beautifully, Brother Eric, of Allah. And he said, you know, we know that the woman is, she's actually the second self of the originator. She's his first act of creation. And if we give thought to the reality that the very first act of the self-created God, after completing a 6 trillion year process of self-creation, was to search for another being. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the solution to that search was to, number one, he studied himself, and then from within himself, not outside, but from within himself, he brought forth a second self, and he called that second self woman. And that's the part of himself through which he recreates. Because the first thing he wanted at the completion of his self-creation were two things he wanted. One was recognition, and the second was his desire to do it again. And so he writes in the study guide that you can never connect with Allah God if you do not understand the woman. And that's for women and men. The woman has to understand the woman too. Because before the coming of Master Fard Muhammad and what has happened to us over these last 66 trillion years, and especially the last 450, we're lost to who we are. So I thank you for bringing that out.
Yes, and Big Brother Tan, Sister D, you saw my study group coordinator skills. I just dropped it in there, and so they just came right on in.
He wanted you to acknowledge that, Sister Ava.
Study group training. That's called study group coordinator training.
All right, now. Crazy. Don't talk to them. Extract the time and get them to talk.
That's right.
I think all of us are being study group coordinators on this call.
That's right.
Yeah.
But praise be to Allah. As you say that, you know, about how Allah had studied himself and we were his first act of creation, as we study these attributes, you know, the knowledge of Allah is the knowledge of ourselves. And as we study him, we get to know ourselves and recreate ourselves in the best part of ourselves as we learn through these attributes. And, you know, as we pray and we repeat these attributes, and, you know, some of us take on the practice of just repeating these attributes 1,000 times, 100 times, 300 times. The energy that comes with these particular names, these attributes, have such frequency in them that it's healing to the mind, the body, and the spirit if we but understood. And we can actually create, as you were just talking about, create in the unseen to bring into our physical reality. And so it's so much power in these names.
Yes, and the repetition of them. There's a thing that's called dhikrs, dhikr Allahu Akbar, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest, where the Muslims, after we pray, we go, subhanAllah, 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 oh, glory be to Allah, glory be to Allah, 33 times, right? And then alhamdulillah, 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 33 times. And then Allahu Akbar, whatever other attributes. So if I'm going through something, right, then I'm to know these attributes. Then if I'm having some financial trouble, or if I'm not feeling well, right, whatever it is, then there's an attribute that we can call on. If you notice in the 99 attributes, Rab is not one of them. The word Rab is an attribute, but it's not listed as the 99 or the 100, the 100 being Allah, because Rab is in all 99 of them.
So when we
call on Rab or any of the attributes, they are nourishing or sustaining us, evolving us. So whatever, however I'm feeling, like I was a little anxious because coming on the show, right, a little nervous, a little butterfly. I just started saying, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, glory be, because it's not about me, right, in terms of my little space and who I am, right? It's about the glorification of Allah, right? And so repetition is critical, is the point I'm bringing up. So when we recite these attributes, you know, to ourselves after we pray, it's repetition. You know, neuroscientists say repetition reinforces the circuits in our brain and forms the neural connections so that in our weakest hour, we do not talk ourselves out of greatness. So when we're talking about through the month of Ramadan, it's all, Sister Dear, you made me think about this, it's all repetition. We're making prayers. Everything in the month of Ramadan is everything that we need and do as Muslims, right?
Come on.
We pay our zakat, and zakat means to cause to grow, right? To cause to grow, right? It means to pure. It means purity, but it means one who causes something to grow, right? Zakat, sadaqah, like sadaqah, Sister Sadaqah, Brother Sadiq. It means charity, but it means to verify. It means truth. So when you pay your Savior's Day gift, right, you are verifying the truth, right? So we pay our sadaqah in the month of Ramadan. And the word al-sadiq is also an attribute of God, right? We make our prayers, you know, at least 7 times a day in the month of Ramadan, our five obligatory prayers, and then 2 other prayers, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about in Masjid of Black Man, called Qiyamulay, Tahajjud, when you wake up from a sleep, right, in the middle of the night, right, you can make a prayer that's called Tahajjud prayer, right? But this repetition is very critical, because in the month of Ramadan, when we're talking about Ramadan readiness, we're talking about, one, preparation, right, two, continuation. And the third one, Dr. Ava and Brother Terrence and Sister Dia, is separation. When you enter into the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, it says the gates of heaven are open. The gates of hell are closed, and those devils are chained up. So the condition of good life is open to us, right? So we're actually separated. Al-Furqan, which we know is the criterion, the 25th surah of the Holy Quran, but that word also means to separate. You're separating on the basis of the criterion. So what's the criterion? The criterion are we're talking about the attributes of God. So when you look at Surah 75, which is listed in the opening of the study guide, it says, I swear, Dr. Abram, Brother Tan, Sister Dear, I swear is also another word for separate. So you're saying, I separate by the day of resurrection. So whatever makes up the day of resurrection, you're telling them, I separate by that. See? So in resurrection is al-qiyam. Resurrection is al-qiyam, and the word al-qiyam means the resurrection, which we know is an attribute of God. See? So when we're studying these attributes, we're learning so much, one, about our own mental health, right, and dealing with our own mental health and our own state of thinking, but also the ability of developing us and cultivating us into who we really are. Because I heard the minister say to the students, the teachers at MUI, when he would go into MUI in Chicago, he said the purpose of Master Paul Muhammad's coming was to make us into himself.
Right. Yes.
So
yes.
What are we talking about in making us into himself? What's going to be made? What are being made? Right. And last point, and Sister Dear, jump right on in, please. Another beauty of the study guide, Study Guide 18. So one day I was, you know, I looked out to Sister Dear one day. I said, you know, when we're looking at the Quran and Allah's attributes, and we're talking about the study guide that helps us to understand in the time that we're in, that gives us the interpretation of these verses that we're reading. When Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to Brother Anderson that he studied the Quran from what his teacher lined him up with. So when we look at the study guide, what's fasting? I asked myself the question, what is fasting in the month of Ramadan? And Brother Sultan, Imam Sultan, talked about the two stones of hunger and thirst. So I asked myself, Dr. Abel, where is hunger and thirst? Why it took me right to where emotions come from, Study Guide 18, where the minister talked to us about the hypothalamus that deals with the intense feelings, emotions, the pleasure and pain, sexual arousal, aggression, rage, as well as hunger and thirst, all emanate from this point. The study guide is it's so profound in helping us to understand when we're looking at the attributes and the way of God. So when I'm talking about the attributes, I'm talking about Allah's way, his way that he put before us that we should cultivate in ourselves and follow.
When we're looking at the attributes.
I'll jump in after you. I'm trying to do double dutch, but go ahead, sister.
This beautiful. Oh, come
on. I'm going to do my double dutch. The reason why I'm jumping in, because I just got to take a pause, so y'all dropping so much in here. But what's so beautiful, I'm like, y'all like a hip-hop song, because y'all are freestyling back and forth so fluently and so effortlessly. It is like ridiculous. He drop it, you drop it, he drop it, and it flows. And I'm saying it like that because the beauty of that, when Brother Eric talked about the binary, we in this binary culture, there is no gender, there is no whatever. Right. We know that's against the nature of God himself. The duality, and I'm saying how the duality on this call is flowing so effortlessly when we're in sync with Allah, that what we're talking about is just flowing. And I just like how everything that we're saying and the attributes and growing, and what is the purpose of self-improvement in our study course, and the way you're tying in the Quran. And we know the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is
is a walking word. And for him, and I mean, I'm just blown away that Dr. Ava, that you on your own show, because you were the one that he dictated the study guides to, and it was just right off. He just, it came right out. And just as Brother Eric and Sister, so they're talking about just how, what these attributes mean and what they grow into, and we were watching the minister right in front of us, and we got not only the Quran, but we got these study guides that's perfecting us more and more and more and more every day. I just had to kind of jump in. I ain't mean to mess up that organic flow, but y'all just killing it.
No,
you're actually
flowing. You're really flowing because you were reading my thoughts when you started talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. As I'm listening to Brother Eric, you know, when we look at these attributes, we have a perfect example in our midst. And you know, as if we go down, you know, we talk about one who is merciful, one who is beneficent, right? Rahman, Rahim. We got one who is Halim. He's patient with us, is he not? We have one who's the Avenger, the Al-Mustaqim, you know, and we look at how he handles us and how he protects us. So we can go down this list and look at a mortal man, right? We know that's the Jesus in our midst, but we can look at this man and see how he displays. We don't personality worship, not at all. And he wants us, he wants to show us as, look, as Brother Eric said, Master Far Muhammad came so that he can make us into himself. So now that we look at a man that we know that only Allah made, right? And so if he's a mortal man, then us too, we can have those qualities to the degree or even better, because what did Jesus say? We would do more, right? And so if we could just focus on these attributes and practically put them into our lives. And you know, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest force. So if we just focus, right, the repetition, the understanding, and we were in class yesterday, Wednesday night meeting, and Our Savior Has Arrived, Chapter 11, which was the Savior's Day lecture, I believe 1969. And in it, it's, the messenger said, someone talked about him, you know, having to define words, right? You're always having people define words. And if we don't understand the meaning behind words, we don't understand the value of those words and how important it is. And then words can trip us up. It's been many a times the misdefinitions of words, because words have many, many different connotations to it. But that's why it's important for us to learn the Arabic aspect of it, because we can really unfold what's in that one word. You know, one of these attributes have five different meanings to them. So I just had to put that in, Brother Darren. So thank you, Brother, for saying that.
Yeah. So when we're looking at a couple of things, you know, when we're looking at like Surah 2, verse 260, Abraham asked Allah a question. He says, when Abraham said, my Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead. He said, does thou not believe? And Abraham said, yes. He said, that my heart may be at ease. He said, then Allah gave him instruction. Then take four birds, then tame them, then incline them to you. Then place on every mountain a part of them, then call them, and they will come to thee flying. And it said, and know that Allah is mighty wise. Now, when we're looking at these two attributes, mighty and wise, you know, I taught school for 15 years, all content. So I love grammar, right? And in this case, you're looking at whenever Allah uses indefinite, a book, right, a pencil, right? Whenever Allah ends a verse with a mighty wise, or just mighty wise, that's telling us that those attributes are transferable to Abraham in this sense of what Abraham needed to establish what Allah gave him to do. So Allah drops the attributes at the end to show you what Abraham was working with and what Abraham was going, or what Abraham was developing and what it was going to take. Al-Azizun, Al-Hakimun, right? So it was going to take some, as he translated in this, might, right? But it's going to take wisdom to do all of that, right? So when we're looking at ourselves, Allah, so whenever there's definite article attributes at the end, Allah is the mighty, the wise. If you really read it, it shows us that that's something that Allah had to do. Clear on what he's doing in terms of his definite articles, and then he's clear on what we have to develop within ourselves, right? So it goes back to, again, in Ramadan readiness, you have preparation, you have continuation, you have separation, you have development, you have growth. So that repetition of coming back to the 99 attributes in Ramadan was to, again, go over his names, right? Learn his names, and then show, okay, what are we doing? Am I, you know, what am I doing in my life already that relates to one of these names? Because we are one of these names or multiple of these names, right? And so, but if I don't know them or if I'm disconnected from them, right, then I'm just going about my business, you know. But when I know those names and who they are related to and who they are connected with, then it only gives me more strength and more power to be like my father, to be like our father. And that is this mindset when we're talking about separation, because all of these attributes are independent. They are him. He established a world around and in these attributes. Everything that exists exists within these attributes of existence, are these attributes in themselves.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the honorable
beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to pause just real quick for y'all to take a breath?
I got to breathe. I'm over here shouting hallelujah during Ramadan. Good God.
Another thing I found is when you look the whole Quran, why does he use Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Right? Why are those attributes? Right? Bid meaning with. It also means in the name of God, in the name. Name is also feminine. It comes from the same word as heaven or sky. So with the high names of Allah, comma, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. All throughout the Quran, you're getting Rahman and Rahim. Except over Surah 9, when the prophet, they're talking directly to the hypocrites.
Yes,
but
yes,
throughout
sir.
The whole, but even within that, even within that surah itself, it's titled Tawbah, meaning to turn or return or to turn. Even within it, the surah itself, it's Allah displaying his Rahman. Because he didn't have to tell him nothing. He could have just came and just straight wiped them out. You know, but that's a concept of Rahman.
Teach.
Praise be to Allah.
I guess I just dropped the mic on that, huh?
So these attributes, I mean, going over, but this is the real reason why we wanted to do it. Is because, one, we're learning them, but two, it will allow us to see how we are manifesting them. Because all of us have gifts and talents. You know, one of the attributes of Allah is the artist, the designer. You know, and we talked about the, you know, those who are in that field of being the fashioner, the shaper. You know, how many the various artists that we have, but Terrence, that you connect with and that you deal with. But look what Allah says in the Quran, though. Set your face for the religion. That word wajha not only means it literally means a face, but it also means purpose. Set your purpose for the religion. So what is our purpose? You know? So when we start looking at these attributes and what we are cultivating in ourselves, we should set those attributes for the religion. din, the din, the din, which means the dinar, which means to pay a debt. You know, it means what you submit yourself to. It also means submission of what you submit yourself to. So when we have these attributes, it's truly about learning who we are and then submitting who we are to the Rahman, the Rahim, or Allah in all of his attributes in one. We say Allah.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Well, we've got callers. I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, well, Dr. David, that just broke my fast. Good gracious, I got fed.
and they're just getting started. I'm just thinking of the gifts we have in our nation that beginning to come to the surface. I'm seeing so much coming out of our brothers and sisters. The devil, Satan, just doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance.
None.
But we do have callers, and wanted to get started with them being able to weigh in. And I mean, look at how Allah caused us to have Brother Student Minister Eric and Sister Student Minister Sadia on this evening. I just can't think of a better way to end Ramadan insofar as our programming than to bask in knowledge and understanding of the significance of these 99 attributes. This is nothing better than this. And you know you're a Muslim when you get off on something like this.
I know, right?
I am having the time of my life.
I can listen to you all night,
okay? But we're going to start with our dear sister who's one of our callers, Brother Eric and Sister Sadia, who she's as well known as any of us on the program. And that's Sister Ula out of Detroit. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak, Sister Ula.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. And Ramadan Kareem. I thank Allah that I have not missed a day of fasting. I have not missed a day of reading the Holy Quran. I've never, all these years, been able to do my complete fast. But listening to our beloved minister when he said, no matter how difficult it is, make the fast. That gave me the strength. Sister, are you Are you aware of the slave code that the Caucasians have in the Masons? Do not allow any high-thinking people in their midst. So he missed the boat, these two young people. Yes, ma'am. Praise to Allah. As I listen to them and so many of our nation's scientists, like that year that we had Savior's Day down at here in Detroit, and you had on the panel these young people were researchers. I don't know if you remember. They said, "Do not put your cell phone in the bed." I don't know if you remember that. But that really stuck to my mind, yeah. And these young brothers were married, but they were researchers, and they were giving us such pertinent information. So I'm not going to keep other callers from chiming in. Thank you for letting me share. Love you, Tuzaba.
Love you, too. All right. Beautiful call, Sister Ula. Thank you for the witness bearing.
Thank you, Sister Ula.
All right. Okay, we have our brother Hoyle is holding for us out of Memphis, Tennessee. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hoyle.
And Ramadan Mubarak to you and the family there. And I want to congratulate that brother with a beautiful job he did on the Night of Power with Brother Sultan A beautiful job, brother. And you and brother, including Minister Abdul Aleem and Minister Sultan Muhammad and Brother Ishmael, Student Minister Ishmael, a beautiful job. It was excellent last night. You broke it down, the attributes and how they relate to us and that and the show, and I want to congratulate you on your show because when I get a chance, I try to catch it and share it. And that's beautiful how you said that you just started up. And so this is something that's very needed with our people. You know, and this Ramadan, you know, coincides with Easter and Passover. It's overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, you know, congratulate the brothers and tell them to keep up the good work. And the sister,
and,
the show is excellent. And I thank Sister Ava for having you on here. So, you know, we just try to keep up with, you know, Elevated Places. We try to keep up with everything, Brother Terrence, Sister Rona, and Sister Pamela, and Sister Donna, and all the superstar team. You know, I'm just on the bench here. I'm just helping out. I'll come in and shoot a jump shot here and there. So, you know, but I just want to thank you and congratulate you. And I want to ask one question. You said something about Brother Demetri had an article, and he said Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, during rebuilding of the Nation of Islam, done most of the harmonized to bring reapproachment to Islam and Christianity's diverging theological views. And he said, Minister Farrakhan said, divinity is couched within humanity, and he has taught me that every human being has an essence of Allah within them. So all human life must be respected, regardless of race, class, creed, or color. One of the foundation scriptures that the ministers use to base his teaching in the Holy Quran, wherein it reads, Allah breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. Surah 15:26 describes this as Adam being made out of black mud, Arabic human, fashioned in the shape, and that has referred to in other places in the Holy Quran as being the best of mates. So, you know, I just wanted to add that little bit in when you're talking about the attributes and us being from Allah. But keep up the good work, family. I'm just going to listen in. An excellent show. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam.
Wa alaykum salam. Did you get
the question, Brother Eric, Sister Sadia?
No, I didn't.
No, ma'am. I didn't hear
Brother
a question.
Brother Hoyle?
Yes, ma'am.
We didn't hear a question.
Question.
the question I asked was, you know, he explained some of it, the 99 attributes and how they relate to us. You know, and what I was trying to say was it was beautiful how he explained that Minister Farrakhan is an example of all of the attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And and really, I can't say which one he's the best attribute because he's all of them. You know, he can be any of them, you know, and I just want to thank them for, you know, bringing that up, you know, that's beautiful. So,
okay, because you had mentioned having a question.
Yeah, so yeah. They really answered my question, but I just wanted to bring it up.
Oh, got it, okay.
That way where they, you know, explain what the minister explained all the attributes, you know, he is an example of all the attributes. But beautiful. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work, guy. I'll be listening in on your shows. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Sister.
Walaikum salam.
Oh,
Brother Hoya, I'm gonna use you since you're my brother. You can always call me. I'm gonna make a joke. That's what you do when the Q&A happens and you say you have a question. They say you can only ask a question. That's those kinds of questions. It's not necessarily a question, it's a statement. It's a comment, but I have a question to get on the mic. But you welcome all the time, Roy Hill. I just had to say that. That's that classic question comment during the Q&A. So what's your question, brother?
Praise Jesus. But Sister Ula never has a question either. She always has a comment. Her calls are always common. We ought to call that the commentary moment. But
right.
We appreciate it.
point as
we appreciate
Dr. Ava.
Okay, so we have next up a young brother who really always, this is our drop the mic brother, and he's a junior FOI brother, Kareem, and I know that you all will enjoy him. Brother Kareem, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam, Ramadan Kareem. How are you?
I'm fine. All of us are doing well by the grace of Allah. What about you?
I am doing fine. I am doing well. This pandemic and the fall of America is really, you know, it's crazy because, like, before, you know, gas was like $2-3. Now, the cheapest you'll find at the least $4.
That's right.
And that used to be the most expensive. And even Dollar Tree has gone up in their prices.
Man, who are you telling?
They haven't gone up in 33 years.
Hmm.
And so, I mean, the war with Ukraine and how all of it is tying into the fall of America. And Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said on the Swan Song that it wasn't his, it was ours.
Yes.
And so you can see how, you know, if they wasn't listening to that message, they might want to. Because
yes.
There are things in this world that you can't prepare for. You know, like,
yes, sir.
You can't even prepare for the weather because if you think it was going to rain, it might snow.
That's right.
And so you never know what happens when it comes to Allah, God, and His messenger. As-salamu alaykum.
Mm. Wa alaykum salam.
Salam.
Always a powerful message from Brother Kareem Muhammad in the Great Northwest Territory. And we're going back to Memphis now to the moderator of Building Our Promised Land, Project Separation, Sister Donna Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam, Ramadan Kareem. I am so elevated tonight. And I want to thank Student Minister Eric because he answered a question that I was studying just this morning in my reading as to why the mighty and the wise always occurs together. And because of the 99 Attributes of Allah program, I really paid close attention today while I was reading to pulling out the attributes in each portion and really looking at it as it related to what was being stated and what was going on. And so I'm really, I'm grateful to yourself and Sister Sadia for this wonderful, wonderful program that you have put together to edify us further and draw us closer to Allah. And I don't know if you wanted me to mention Project Separation or not because I missed the first part, but I do want to encourage people to tune back in to the replay where we see Student Minister Haleem out of Houston there. And,
yes.
Brother Kamal and Sister Nina and Brother Fahim out of Houston as well. I mean, 45 is just producing some giants right now. But it's really critical because you did bring up at the root separation. And that was extremely profound that you brought that together.
Yes.
And our making Detroit our Mecca, the foundation that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan called upon us to do. So I really encourage the listeners to go back to www.projectseparation.com or the Project Separation YouTube channel as we dealt with rebuilding the waste of cities. And as Minister Ava always says, or Student Minister Ava always says, we can't fully repair ourselves until we become amongst our own selves. So as you're spreading the word of getting to know ourselves better, now we have to separate ourselves so that we can get the fullness of it. And we've been given an avenue, many avenues to do that, but one of them is through making Detroit our Mecca. So we really want people to go back, to listen, to share it, to spread it around. And I'm going to have to make that clip when you went into separation. I'm going to have to make that a separate clip and put it with the promo of the of the replay flyer so that people can see where it is absolutely right in line. This is God's plan for us. So I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for this very, very elevated dialogue and for helping further direct me in my studies. Assalamu alaikum.
And me too. Walaikum salam. And I did talk about the last Zoom broadcast at the top of the show about the Detroit Mecca project, because we have got, at the end of the day, we have to move quickly to separate ourselves from the arch enemy of Allah. We thank you for moderating that program and putting together the content, everything that you're doing with it. Thank you, Sister Donna, so much. And lo and behold, guess who we have on the call, on the line? We have Student Minister,
what?
Brother Dr. Abdul Halim Muhammad, our Southwest Regional Minister, who is sitting over this incredibly talented, gifted flock down there in Texas, in Houston. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Minister.
Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak Kareem. I just wanted to call in Sister Dr. Ava, my colleague, my fellow companion, and just thank you for inviting them on the show. You know, it's time now that we uncover all the gifts that Allah has sent us. And it's very important that they get proper exposure, you know, with people who really love our nation. And it's not exploitation, but it's revelation. Because when the star sets, you know, the minister's, he's trying to let us know. When that intense darkness comes, that's when you'll see the stars. So this is a beautiful program, and I thank Allah for their work. Sister Sadia and Brother Eric, they're the wind beneath my wings. And tell you the truth, you know, you don't. I say to everybody that listens to this show, you know, if you're in authority, the authority doesn't belong to you. The authority ultimately comes through the minister, from the Christ, from the God himself. And so each and every one of us who struggle in this labor, let me put it like this. You can't shine by putting shade on other people. Let them shine too. Because each one of us has an attribute of Allah. And if you will just help cultivate that attribute, our nation is stronger. And that's what the Honorable Ajahn said. We are all Allah, the black man of Asia, Allah, the black man of Asia, in our lessons, who writes Bible and Holy Quran. So thank you, Sister Ava, once again, and Brother Terrence and Sister Pamela and the whole team. We praise Allah for you and for the work that you're doing. And once again, I say thank you for self-improvement and carrying that cross. And thank you for Project Separation, that you've got a double. Well, you double-crossing us, but you know what I mean. those two things right there, that's your jab and your right hand. Them two, that 1-2 punch right there. The self-improvement study guide and Project Separation, that's the 1-2 puncher, and that's what we're going to war to bring about. But once again, thank you. My gratitude for having these beloved helpers of ours on the program.
Oh, but they are stars in their own right, much needed. We need much more of what Brother Eric and Sister Sadia are bringing, and appreciate you so much. Brother Eric, Sister Sadia, did you have any comments while our brother's on?
Yes, you know, we all, you know, with the Detroit Mecca Project, you know, I'm also the executive director of Action CDC, and Sister, which is our 501c3, and Sister Sadia is our board president. You know, so I'm saying that because when I was listening to Sister Donna and just thinking about Allah's attributes at work in that Detroit Mecca Project, when I watched Brother Fahim, one of our great helpers here in the city, you know, what he did for our mosque and what he's doing for himself and his company. You know, when Brother Dr. Abdul Halim went off to school to get his master's and get his PhD, you know, because we both have this love for politics, you know, from different angles, but at the same time, we have this love for God's government, politics in and of itself and how it works. So you're looking at a lot of attributes at work, you know, and you and Brother Terrence and you in particular, Dr. Ava, putting all of this together and helping in the way that you help, you know, as the national spokesperson, you know, for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, I like to call you the great defender of black men. If you want somebody to defend a black man.
Come on, man.
There you go. There you go, right there. Right? That's your love. But that's why I was talking about earlier, just that feminine expression of God, his attributes, right? And your love you have for the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Allah himself, and just your love that you have for the black man, you know, it is so comforting and so joyous, but you're seeing Allah work through you, you know, and that's just magnificent. And we thank Allah for you and your family, Brother Darius, and just the whole. So thank Allah.
And my God.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and God daughter. That's what we talk about them all the time.
We've got to get down there this summer. We've got to get down there. There's just too many stars down there.
We're planning a dedication. You know, we've been in that mosque for about 20 years, but we never had an actual dedication. So we'll talk on that.
Can't
announce the date if I get that approved by the council and the minister. But I want to have a formal dedication. I want to really do that thing, you know, and you know you're on the short list, so get ready.
I'm coming regardless. I enjoy sometimes just being a spectator, just hanging out, you know.
Oh,
so I'm good either way.
I got work.
Just
I got
let
work
me know when it
today.
Is.
No spectate. You can spectate behind that roster. That's what you can do.
And of course, Sister Sherelle definitely wants to come down. So no,
I'm so proud of her. So proud of my goddaughter.
Yeah,
I just really, as she makes the button pop off my shirt.
Sister Sadia, if we can unmute her. Sister Sadia is muted. That's why she's not saying anything.
Oh.
Yeah, she's muted.
I wonder what
she
did happen.
Like, please. Oh, no.
I've heard it.
There she is. Okay. Come on with it, sister. Because, look, you're the first and only sister in this Ramadan cavalcade of stars that we had this month.
That's right. Praises be to Allah. I had to say something about Brother Dr. Abdul Halim.
All right.
So, you know, our spiritual father at Mosque 45, he came on to make sure that he took care of us, and he beat me to the punch because I wanted to say something about him,
as you were talking about Mas 45, because he is a leader and, you know, and a great servant to Allah. But as far as his flock, what he is saying is true, and I can bear witness to that. And I just want to thank him publicly on this line, because when we came up with the idea, he just says go. He gives us wings and he lets us fly. And, of course, you know, we got to acknowledge him, you know, because he is the leader in Mas 45. But I just wanted to say thank you, and I love you, Dr. Abdul Halim. And, you know, keep helping us, because we need that type of guidance.
Well,
Sister Ava, okay.
Call Sister Pam.
I just wanted to give the greetings to Sister Sadia and Brother Eric and Ramadan Mubarak to you both.
Ramadan Mubarak.
We are proud of you as well. We are proud of you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm so proud of all of you.
I gotta jump in,
brother Halim, because what I didn't know is that early today I would go through my old pictures, and tomorrow will mark 3 years since you asked. It was at somebody's janazah or burial that we was at with the minister, and you asked, because you didn't know how long, you know, we never know when we see each other, you asked to take a picture with me, and me and you took a picture together, and it will be 3 years tomorrow that me and you took that picture together. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting that you're on this call tonight before the memory of that picture where we took together, even though we've been amongst each other many, many times. So this night is kind of special, but it does, mm-hmm. is a beautiful testimony for you and Dr. Ava. I mean, it's almost bringing tears to my eyes, the testimony of leadership that we know the level which you all are on your scholarship and love for the minister and our people, but the greater love that you all have shown is bringing other peoples to the fold. Like Sister Pam got her own show. Sister Donna, Sister Rona is getting ready to do some stuff, and you all encouraging that. And the beauty of that, as we were talking about attributes, that does not even take away from the beauty and the power and the attribute that Allah has blessed you with, as you allowing others to come, because other leadership in other areas and other places stifle growth, because when they see the growth, they see themselves being replaced or moved out versus seeing a bouquet of flowers, as the ministers talked about, brighten up the room. So we have many flowers that look good and smell good without it just having one. But that's a particular kind of heart and love to see that in others and allow it to come out in others. That's a beautiful thing. So that's a testament of a good heart and a heart after our minister.
All praise due to Allah. I'll put it like this. All praise is due to Allah. And I think that picture we took, brother, was at Brother Rahman's janazah. That's what it was. And
yes, sir.
But I said it like this. We can't say we love the nation if we don't see that one day we're going to return to Allah. The nation is eternal. So we have to bring people along that come. So if I consider myself, let's just say I consider myself Farrakhan 1.0, because I came in the 80s. And sometimes we mix up love with need. We say, okay, I love you, Brother Farrakhan. Well, really we should be saying, I need you, Brother Farrakhan, because in this particular phase of the work, you were doing Power at Last Forever, or you were going into churches, or you were doing politics, and maybe that was my thing. But as soon as I met my need, well, you know, I tipped my hat. I'm gone, you know. But if you really love him, love is enduring. But if you love this nation, you got to get people to come behind you, because one day you're going to go. And you know, they get rid of me, the nation going to fall. You a fool. So you got to let people grow. You got to let them go and grow. And all I try to do is make them love the minister, them love the Christ, make them love Allah in person, make them love one another, and just say, okay, here are the boundaries. They're called 16 restrictive laws. There are 10 rules of conduct of how we should conduct ourselves. Don't go out of them bounds, but do your thing. and just let me know what you're doing, because if you get out there now, I don't want to get that call from Sister Amina, something like, Brother Halim, yes, ma'am, hold for the minister. Oh, hell, oh, brother. He'll ask you them three questions. How are you? How's your family? How the believers? Brother, I just got a letter from, oh, Lord, you know. Sister Amina,
wait a minute,
I know she chuckled.
Brother Halim. But back up, Sister Amina doesn't give you, she doesn't say, what are you, she doesn't ask you, what are you doing, where are you? So
no,
you could be driving, you could be, and no one, unless something's wrong with you, you don't say, well, no, I'm not ready, okay, I'm not.
So, right.
I have literally gotten the calls from the minister, and I wrote on a wall. I'll write, you know, I got to take notes.
Yes,
ma'am. I'm like, I don't have any paper.
When that phone number pops up, I got
grandchildren screaming in the background or something, so I run in a room and lock the door, and they're like, Mimi, what are you doing? I'm talking to Minister Farrakhan. Oh, my God.
That's right. I know you. I could hear you laughing too, because you knew exactly.
Hold for the minister.
You know.
That's it. Hold for the minister.
Hold for the minister.
It's like you hold on to your heart, hoping you don't have a heart attack.
Oh my God. Oh my God. See, but that's all you all I ask. So those who listen to this program, you know, I'm just giving you some sage advice. You know, it's not that you don't have the talent in your city or sitting right up in your mosque in your study group. Let them grow and let them go. And just ask for the common courtesy of them to let you know what they're doing so that you can make sure if you need to go up the ladder and check up top for guidance, you do so. Because ultimately the person who's put in charge is responsible. They're the ones going to get the call. But these that we have, this is the way we operate, and it's a mutual respect one another. There's a vertical and a horizontal relationship. Of course, I'm the student minister. She called me the leader in the city, but I'm the student minister. I'm the servant leader in the city. But the truth of the matter is that there is a certain equality. Brother Eric is my teacher. He's my Arabic teacher now. So I have to submit to him. Sister Diaz and Sister Pamela are my lawyers. So if I do something stupid, or even I don't do something stupid, the devil come after me, I have to submit to my dispassionate advocates to tell me, no, brothers, you need to do this. Don't say nothing. Don't do this. Say no. And that's the way we got to operate. Let God operate in these people and then watch it. And you'll just be amazed. Minister Farrakhan said this at Nipsey Hussle's. We were in the suite when Nipsey Hussle, he went out there to participate in Nipsey Hussle's janazah or funeral, memorial service. And he said, if you want to get up under envy, it's going to take the love of God. He said, because when you see somebody, you see God operating in somebody, guess what? That God is operating in you. So you ain't got no time to be envious of somebody else if you're secure in yourself. And anybody, and they'll tell you, I'm secure in who I am. I ain't, you know, I ain't tripping. I don't feel threatened whatsoever. I just say, come on and do what you got to do. So may Allah bless you, Sister Ava, Brother Terrence, Sister Dee, and Brother Eric. I'm so proud of you in that program. I've learned so much of them 99 attributes. I really, and like Sister Donna said, in all my reading, I'm looking at these attributes and I'm noting them as I'm going through the Quran. So thank you once again.
Amen.
I just wanted to call in and say that.
Thank you, beloved.
And
Assalamualaikum,
Halim.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're down to about 15 minutes, and we've got, let's see. We have our brother on the line. Oh, I think his call dropped. I thought we had we did have Brother Lewis, but his call dropped. Maybe he'll call back. But we have our national correspondent from the Final Call newspaper, Sister Charlene.
Assalamualaikum. Salam. Ramadan. Third, believers.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
It hashtag I have to get in on this love fest. Flowers while you live, Minister Ava, I could not sit back any longer. All praise is due to Allah.
I love
all
it.
Of it, Minister Ava. Oh my God. This is best Ramadan ever. I will be very quick. Minister Ava, I just had to call and get in on this and say thank Allah for all of you. And these are just a few of the little fractures of how we're so connected. And this is what made me say call in right now.
Yes.
Number one. I was going to go in order, but I'm just going to go right off the top of my head what I'm looking at. Sister Attorney Pamela and Brother Flight Lieutenant, Big Black. I love when the brother says that because it's
Big
funny too, because I know that Big Black Terrence, because it signifies a very close relationship, and it's beautiful, right? But they come in the line and the spirit of my brother and sister, Vanessa Faith Agnes Bob, and Byron Bob. They're both now ancestors who have made their transition. But I'm telling you, the spirit of my people are coming in all of my people today. I mean, it's Brother Abdul Halim Muhammad. See, when Brother Imam Eric and Attorney Sadia testify about him, I feel it in my soul. Brother Abdul Halim, Student Minister Abdul Halim, you may remember. You all don't know this, but my big sister, Vanessa, died. And when we got to Houston, I was a new member of the nation.
I remember that.
Just finding my way. And, we're taking a lot of heat from family about this. What's this new thing, Islam? And I walk into the memorial, and who is doing the eulogy, if you will? Brother Abdul Halim Muhammad. But he was then Brother Robin, and I looked in awe because I didn't really know him that well, but I knew he was one of the stars of the minister, one of the great helpers. And I said, what are you doing here? And then I looked at the program. I said, oh, my God, do you remember that student minister? I couldn't believe it. They worked together on HIV/AIDS in Houston. She could not find services as a black woman pregnant with twins, and so she built something. Brother was there. So that's our connection. Okay, Sister Attorney Saldia, inspiration, like you, Minister Ava, and an example, and her in particular as a wife and a mother like you. And look, but however, a wife and a mother of many, 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 many children. If you are all in elevated places, come on, many, 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 many children. Okay,
glad
I'm from a family of eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of eight, and not missing a beat. A heart that lets you know you can do it, right? And then serving and advancing justice. Okay, Brother Eric, the Imam, yes, let's talk about number 45. Whenever I see my mom, she asks about you, brother. My mother asks about the Muslims. How is Brother Naba, those that she's interacted with? Now, the way she's interacted with you, Brother Imam Eric, is through TV in Texas. So you all keep doing what you're doing because you are helping our families. How do I know? You help me with my own. My mother now buys me clothes. She buys me garments. She, in terms of thrift stores, are things that she sees that we like. She gave me a skirt the other day. I think you like this. But before when I joined, it pained her. But as the minister said, we just don't argue. Like Minister Ava repeats here, we learn. We don't go at our parents. We just submit. And she loves the minister. And she helps and she prays. And she says she prays for you all the time, Brother Eric. I want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get in on the love fest. I will leave that alone. And last but not least, because I know I could have said a lot more about all of you, some who are not there, Sister Donna, Sister Rhoda, but Minister Ava already knows that I'll tell you my mom in a trying time of my life here. I asked her, I never spoke about my great-grandmother. Mommy, what's my great-grandmother's name? Oh, Ava. Some spell it E-V-A, some spell it A-V-A. I said, you gotta be kidding me. So my great-grandmother has appeared in the spirit of our national spokesperson, Sister Ava Muhammad. Y'all, we have the best nation. I just had to get in on it. Thank you for allowing me these words. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
I'll take my lead. Yeah, I just had to say I love y'all. It's just so beautiful, you know, so beautiful. Your show, Elevated Places, and all that you bring. So, Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam, Ramadan Mubarak. I think that's an example, Dr. Abram, Brother Tan, Sister Adia, of the word Rab working through all of the attributes when she described her mother and her family members, you know, that nourish her, that sustain her, that evolve her, you know. And when you look at the attribute of Ar-Rauf, the most kind, right, being kind, being Ahareen, being generous, you know, and it's going to be over a protracted period of time. The word Halim, it means forbearer or patience, but it's one who has knowledge of a circumstance or a situation that allows them to be that. You know, so like if you're an elementary school teacher, if you're a school teacher and you're working with kindergartners, you won't take a rule and start popping their hand, you know, if they're 4 years old, because you understand that the ligaments haven't developed in their wrists yet. You understand that. So it allows you to be forbearing, you know. And that's another reason why we wanted to bring out these attributes, because these are things that we do every day. But what are they? You know, it's like we have the definition, but we don't have the word. So now our job was to let's marry the two together, right, so we can literally see that we are doing these things, you know. And so that's the beauty of that name Halim and Raouf and Kareem. We're doing these things every day, and in the essence of them is the word Rab.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You know, we're coming down to the end, but listening to the conversation, the discussion you all were having about the gifts of the people and allowing the people to manifest their gifts. And in this week's final call that just came out Tuesday, the article by Brother Minister Jibril Muhammad in the Farrakhan the Traveler series, I just wanted to read this because I couldn't believe how timely it was. Because as you all were talking, I said, I just saw something like that from the minister, and I couldn't place it, but it was in this article. And he is interviewing with Brother Jibril, and they're discussing the true meaning of freedom, justice, and equality. And the minister said, since God, and then, of course, with the two of you bringing this incredible discussion on attributes, he said, since God is the author of life, he is the source of these basic essentials of life, freedom, earlier he had said freedom, justice, and equality. Everything he created always starts from a seed or something small and insignificant. But in order for us to see what it is, that it may glorify the God who gave it to us, it must be free to develop. Once it develops, it justifies its existence and is equal to all in creation. Since he created everything out of this awesome power of love, then he created all things to be free, to be justified, and to be equal. It is only when we help people to develop the best that is in themselves so that they may justify their existence and thus become equal to everything else that justifies its existence, that is when we demonstrate that we love. Excellent. Powerful.
Right.
Yeah, and you all are powerful.
Yeah, that's,
so I wanted to that isn't that amazing though? That's the quintessence of everything.
Right.
You know, all of us allowing one another to be free. We don't have to be so overt
and involved. We let everything evolve, you know, because like the minister said recently, and I loved it, I don't know if he was talking to the council or group of laborers, he said, you know, you're not in this fight. You're not, this war is out of your league, okay? This is between God and Satan, Allah and Satan. All you need to do is pick a side, you know, and get on it, okay? Don't try to confer on yourself some sort of power, okay, because we don't have any. It's just what he allows us to have, okay? But that's what I love about tonight is the two of you, you know, giving us in a very beautiful way a deeper understanding of our proper place in this whole scheme of things. I think that that's what it is. And so, you know, it's like Islam doesn't want you to gangster everybody. You just, you know, you step back and let Allah's plan. He said, surely my scheme is effective, you know. And this is why we have to separate from the enemy, because it's not in his nature. He doesn't have the ability to allow us to be ourselves.
That's a fact.
Yes. But I really want to, I guess, Brother Terrence, we're going to need a part two at some point of tonight.
Because yes,
this is a very unique program among unique programs, because Elevated Places prides itself on the best of the best, and we're batting 1,000. We've never had a failed program. But I'm telling you, this is like the round one of the NFL draft. These, you know, you all are in the top.
Come on, man. That's right. That's
the best. No, for real. For real.
Right, for real.
Because you're bringing a whole another dimension to this. But I want to thank you, student minister, sister attorney, Sadia Muhammad. I want to thank student minister Eric Muhammad. And, of course, without the Elevated Places team, this couldn't happen. Our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, my wonderful, awesome co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our legal contributor, Sister Pamela Muhammad, members of the Elevated Places separation team, Sister Donna Muhammad, and then above all, of course, we thank Allah, His Christ, and their messenger, Messiah among us, for all of this. But Elevated Places couldn't be without the listeners, those who call in on by phone, and those who log in, and those who listen to the replays all throughout the week. So may Allah bless us all with the remaining Ramadan. This has been the best of the best that we have experienced. And I think one of you said, no, it was our young brother Kareem who talked about the fact that there are things happening and that will be happening that we can't prepare for. And so to get this incredible lesson tonight in how to really appreciate and study the attributes of Allah, and I want to say this real quick. One day last year, the minister had the research team up to the farm, and he took out his notes, and he sat in his chair, and he read to us every one of the 99 attributes of Allah.
Wow.
And he took his time, and then he gave us a little sentence about each one. But this is the man who we are with, and I just can't thank Allah enough for him and for my beautiful brothers and sisters. So may Allah bless us all
with the beautiful remainder of our evening. And I greet you in peace and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum
salam.
Salam.